be with my request. David Bowie, Scary Monster Super Creeps. A request from the Melnick. And that was Scary Monster Super Creeps. Same name of the record. David Bowie. And if you listen closely to the guitar work on that, that's Adrian Belew. He was with, like, King Crimson. He was a really great guitar player. Actually, he just made one of the best guitar players out there. And when they were brought in to do this session, actually, David Bowie snagged him while he was Adrian Belew was touring with Frank Zappa. And he goes, "Wow, I'd like you to really get it on my next record." And he was like, "Okay." So they put headphones. This is a true story. Brian Eno, David Bowie, they put headphones on Adrian Belew and said, "Okay, play a guitar." And they didn't tell him what key the songs were in. They just really trusted his outrageous guitar playing just for him to, like, feel like he's on the edge and really, like, nervous and just fully 100% on of not even sure of what he's going to play next. That's the guitar work. They wanted the guitar work to be real frantic and real off the wall, and that's what they got, man. Pretty awesome. That was one take. They putting headphones on. And then most of the record of Scary Monsters has Adrian Belew's guitar work like that on there, where they just did not want him to have much of a clue what the song was all about, what key it was in, just a wail. And that's kind of awesome. Before that, we heard The Cramps with God Monster, Bloodshot Bill doing Monster in the Bayou. We had Blondie doing a song called My Monster, A Pair of Kings, The Monster. Yeah, you listen to Zombo right here, and yes, it is. It's October. Ah. That is right, Mr. Tom Savini. It is a month of monster songs. And why it's only 3 weeks, not four, is because you can't take the zombie out of Zumbo. I will be hosting the Night of the Living Dead weekend in Evans City, October 22nd, 23rd, and 24th. So I will not be on the radio then. But you got three. I got 200 songs I've been culling, let alone with the requests I get. All songs about monsters, because it is... Man, you flicked that switch today, man. Yesterday was summer. Today's Halloween. It's just, there's no taint there. You know, there's no taint. It goes straight from one right to the other. All right, what else we got going on? Let's see here. Oh, we got to tell you some things here. All right. Do you know what AARP stands for? AARP? You know that? All right. I don't need to tell you that then, right? What does that say? American, average American... retired people? I guess that's close enough. Average American retired people. It's got, they understand the challenges of caring for a loved one. That's right. So just give them a good push off the cliff. That's right. You love them, just push them off the cliff right now. Why suffer? Why suffer? That's right. They have an online resource of just how hard to push that person off the cliff, and how to give caregivers. You can be a driver, a shopper, a financial manager, a nurse, a daughter, or just push them off the cliff. The end. Believe me. Oh, thank you. Message brought to you from the AARP. And let's see, buckle up here. Buckle your kids up in a... What are you buckling your kids up in a... Let your kids live a life free of restraint. That's right. They always say... Buckle up your kids. You know, I never got buckled up. And look how I turned out. Anyhow, they say get the right car seat. Get a good car seat. And then put your kid on top of your car like Mitt Romney and drive him around. He'll love it. All right, got to tell you about some shows here on the station. Democracy Now! It's a national independent award winning news program. Democracy Now! Hosts real debates between people who substance... Sorry, I dozed off. It's Monday. 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. right here on the station. And the Saturday Morning Light Brigade host Larry Berger brings you acoustic music, puzzles, interviews, and live, kind of like this show. It's a big acoustic music puzzle and interview and live performance weekly on the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. This show gets your weekend off to a good start. Weekend starts at 10 o'clock on Friday here in Pittsburgh. Everybody, I just love the idea that the whole city's production the value just zooms down Friday at 10. Just everybody, the production just there, zoom. Everybody listens to the radio show. Nobody does any work. How it should be. Get your weekend off to a good start. Or listen to Saturday Light Brigade Sunday mornings on WRC. And that show starts at like 6 in the morning. It'd be crazy to get up that early. 6 in the morning. I didn't even know there was a 6 a.m. All songs about monsters. Oh, all month long. Oh, but this one is about a hot rod. This is called the Green Monster, which I guess was some kind of like famous hot rod in the 1960s. Because Hal Blaine, this amazing drummer who played on the Wrecking Crew, he was one of these studio musician guys. He actually, like, you know, if you hear like Beach Boy records or some of the Ventures records or the Monkees, all of that stuff, Tom Jones, It's Nothing, all that's Hal Blaine on the drums. Hal Blaine was a monster himself. Check this out. This is from his solo album. He did a Hot Rod album, which is just astounding. This is the Green Monster, Hal Blaine. WRCT, Zombo, In Your Brain.
At that monster party last night. Oh. Oh. Oh, my.
Every law of nature. They're not human, but they hunt human women. Not for killing, for mating. Humanoids from the deep. Starring Doug McClure, Anne Turkell, and Vic Morrow. Humanoids from the deep. Rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent.
go. Nice little instant mammal there. A nice little growl on the end. That was I Was a Teenage Monster by Dr. Frankenstein. I don't know if it was Frankenstein or Frankenstein. You listen to Zombo right here. Yeah. And we heard the Ho-Ho Laughing Monster, which obviously was some kind of like studio thing that some people were just goofing around with. They took a clip of somebody's goofing around in the studio, and they made a little tune, probably like a flip side to something. But that was kind of neat. That was a whole laugh monster. Then we heard Maria Laws, the guy that did all the music for the Mad Monster Party, with Ethel Annis doing the vocals. And Mad Monster Party was kind of like, you know, like a, that was one of those kind of like Rank and then Bass kind of things. Like they did like Rudolph a Red-Nosed Reindeer. They did, you know, Frosty the Snowman. They did all of those really, really nightmarish looking stop motion puppets. Well, they actually did one called Mad Monster Party, which is really good, but it just got buried because, you know, the people are just more of a Christmassy thing than a Halloween thing. And I don't know, man. It's like the Beatles or the Stones. You're either a Halloween person or you're a Christmas person. You know, I'm all about the Halloween. I like I'd be liking that, as the kids say. We heard Hal Blaine started everything out with Green Monster. We had By Request, David Bowie's Scary Monster, Super Creeps by the Melnick. And we got some more requests coming at you from Paul Smokin' Degrassi, who is going to be on vacation the rest of the month. So I will not be getting phone calls for in a 15-year history of him calling me every show. Every show for 15. He only missed one show, and that's when he had a heart attack. Calling me every show. So luckily I was prepared. He prepared me today to say he's not going to be calling me the next couple of weeks. He's going to go on vacation. So there's one show he missed. But the interesting thing is, okay, first off, he did a stereotypical Paul Smokin' Degrassi request, which is a song that's 9 minutes long. So we're going to get to that. First off, he never has a short one, but he did do something that's really surprised me. I wanted to start my show off today with a Bonzo Dog Band doing a song called Look Out, There's a Monster Coming. And I'm looking, I'm searching, I can't find it. I'm like, you know what, I'll just start with something else. But I wanted to start with this song. He says, you know, can you play that? So he kind of made me dig. So I'm going to dig. So here's a double request here. Look Out, There's a Monster Coming by Bonzo Dog Band. And then he wanted to hear Steppenwolf doing Monster, which is a 9-minute song. So it's perfect. You can pack your, you can eat your lunch to it. Look out, there's a monster coming. You listen to Zombo right here, WRCT Pittsburgh, playing a solid, well, not a solid, but the next three shows, 200 Monster songs, probably 201, 202, counting these requests. And like I'm saying, it's gonna, what's happening tonight? Ah, yeah. You can see the Red Elvises with the Polka Maniacs at the Allegheny Elks Lodge tonight, starting at 7 o'clock. That's going to be a dilly-mo. And then I'll be hosting the Festival of Combustion at Cary Furnace all day Saturday. So that'd be fun. So nice weekend. It's good being me. It's a bunch of all right. It's a bunch of all right. So welcome. Welcome. Thank you, Tom. Welcome to Halloween. Oh, man. Actually, for most folks, Halloween starts, you know, November 1st and goes all the way to the next November 1st. It's a Pittsburgh thing. That's what the extra H in Pittsburgh stands for. We went to that extra H because it stands for Halloween. How about that? Just thought of that now. I'm a brilliant dude. Oh, man, I kill me. All right, you ready? Yeah, let's get back into this. All right, so let's do this. What else? Anything, any other profound things to say? All right, let's play it. Look out, there's a monster coming. Bonzo Dog Band. Zombo in your brain, the very city, Pittsburgh. Four.
Unmarried, looking for love, life was passing me by. So I sent off my photo, hobbies and age, magazine marriage I'd try. They say for centuries, lovely Japanese girls have been trained in the art of pleasing men. Be lonely no more, open destiny's door. For $1 they arrange a meeting. My image was wrong, I didn't like me, so I changed my personality. I bought a deluxe Mersey Beach wig, but it was a size too big. What confidence in my new built-up shoes, so smart for winter or summer. Undetectable in normal everyday use. Look out, there's a monster coming. Bye-bye binoculars and Macintosh, everything is just great. I take elocution, learn to speak posh, but still I can't find a mate. Be popular, learn to play the guitar, in 7 days you could be strumming. Be sociable, learn kissing technique, look out, there's a monster coming. My canopy clothes, I reshape my nose, plastic surgery's best. To cut down my weight, off comes my left leg, I pass the swimming costume test. Are my sideboards too long, got my aftershave fong, I know my new nose ain't running. What's wrong with my tie, am I getting too high? Look out, there's a monster coming. Disfiguring ugly, my facial hair, I had removed electrically. I rejuvenated my energy cells and regained my virility. Grunt, grunt, he put my hand on my heart, I ain't to change any part. He had a machine for a mommy. Please be gentle with me, I come to pieces, literally. Look out, there's a monster coming. 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 Look out, there's a monster coming.
Wednesday night, I got a telephone call. They were having a monster movie ball. The boy said, man, if you're feeling brave, hurry on out to the coconut grid. 12 o'clock, we're all gonna rock at the monster movie ball. Well, I went to that party and I must declare there was beans and monsters everywhere. The zombies all wore ponytails. You should have heard those werewolves wail. Every girl was out of this world at the monster movie ball. Well, I saw the creature from the Black Lagoon. The Phantom of the Opera was swinging a tune. Vampire winked her evil eye as Frankenstein came dancing by. Dracula did the cha-cha-cha at the monster movie ball. Dr. Jekyll was there with his blue suede shoes. Quasimodo was singing the blues. The shrinking man had a short, short song. The invisible man was real gone. What a thrill, they were dressed to kill at the monster movie ball. Everybody was there from the House of Wax. Mighty Joe Young played a honky sax. The witch doctor got up and sang. Ooh, ee, ting, tang, walla, walla, bing, bang. Peter Lorre was late, I did get up a date for the monster movie ball. Oh, the band was playing Don't Be Cruel. A mummy was dancing with a real cool ghoul. The thing was there from outer space. Hurry, bop, daddy, hop, all over the place. I saw a mole doing the stroll at the monster movie ball. Oh, well, the bless of my soul, it was really weird. Well, they danced all night till the sun appeared. Man alive, they surely beat. Every monster there was dead on his feet. What a thrill, it haunts me still.
I'll tell you, there's a whole ton of requests there. I do mean ton. Wow, that was going out to Kelvin. And Kelvin wanted Die Monster Die by Misfits. And so there he goes with that. Man, this is... See, I knew if I did this monster thing, it'd be a monster. And nice to hear from Southside. Ray still in the Southside. That was... Mentioned the Steppenwolf monster. And I just, it's kind of interesting to actually play a tune like that, that that probably came out in like, wow, Monster was probably like, what, 72? I forget. But the interesting thing is Steppenwolf isn't the original name of the band. John Kay, whose name is like Chaim something or other, escaped from Germany with his parents, beginning of World War II. And when he started doing all the music and stuff, I think he's still around. He's like 80 or 90 now. But the original name of the band was Sparrow, was the original name. They were out of Toronto. And when they went down to Los Angeles and all this, the manager says, "Know what? Steppenwolf." And you got and Steppenwolf, really, I mean, they did their share of like filler. But boy, I'll tell you, one, especially this one tune, as much as I dig Steppenwolf, they did this one tune that was almost inexcusably awful. And it was called Snowblind Friend. Man, did I hate that song. It had one of the worst lyrics ever in rock and roll history. And that line was, "He only had a dollar to live on till next Monday, but he spent it all on something for his mind. He said he wanted heaven, but praying was too slow. So he made a one-way ticket on an airline made of snow." Yeah. And then there's, but the other thing is, they also, look at that, Magic Carpet Ride. How about that? That is got that. The structure of that tune actually just says, you know, there's no way this is going to be a, the way that if you listen to how it's edited, just with all that, like that noisy section, the opening, how could that ever be a hit? But it's such a great, solid tune. Magic Carpet Ride's astounding. And then also they did them, of course, Born to Be Wild with the guy that did some of their lyrics. Mars Bonfire was their. See, I know my Steppenwolf. I know my Steppenwolf. I step right in it. And, yeah. But, yeah, John Kay, you got John Kay. You got people like Eric Burden. Just those voices. You know, great voices of rock and roll. Let me play something in the background here. Just let me play something because I'm... This is Monster Hit by Splongle. This is probably some kind of bong reference. But what else do we play? Oh, by request. From that was from Paul Smoking the Grassy, Steppenwolf Monster, and Bonzo Dog Band. Look out, there's a monster coming. A band that wanted to be Steppenwolf, but never could be Steppenwolf, and that was the Guess Who. One of the lamest rock and roll bands of all time, the Guess Who. Whew, man. Burton Cummings, yeah, that like that porn star mustache. Man. American Woman, adequate. The only thing decent about American Woman is that, like, that angular guitar solo in it, you know? But, you know, come on. You look at Guess Who and, whew, what, No Sugar Tonight? P.U. All right. It's just Hermits with, like, a porn star mustache. What do we got here? We have got to tell you some things. Do you know... kids that spend time with their dads grow up to be smarter, more successful, especially if their dads are like super rich. If their dads are super rich, you'll be surprised how successful they are. When you have a super wealthy family, it's just like magic how the world opens up before you. It's crazy like that. A corny dad joke is what they say is the simplest way to share a moment with your kid. One of my favorite ones is the old Pull My Finger. A classic. Yeah. So try that on your kids. Sarcoma! Woo! I'm talking sarcoma, baby. Odds are you never heard that word before. But ain't it a nice word? It's a good Halloween word. I'm Count Sarcoma. Yeah. I got some phlegm. But 40 people are diagnosed with sarcoma every day, and you think they get used to it. The same 40 people getting diagnosed. Yeah, I know I got sarcoma. Tell me something I don't know where I can get a job pressing license plates. Sarcoma, it's cancer. Yeah. Through awareness, advocacy, and research. The sarcoma found, yes, really fits in with sarcoma. Yeah. Yeah. It's bringing hope to families who have their life turned upside down. Especially if it's like that rectal stuff. That's right. Butt cancer. Whoo-wees, that stuff stink. Literally. All right, let's see. Join to fight sarcoma. Let me know. You're not going to beat this thing. All right, sarcoma's going to kick your ass. Just letting you know. I'm warning you. I'm letting you know. For more information, go to the Sarcoma Foundation. Boy, what a drag that place would be, the Sarcoma Foundation. Hey, where's Barton at? Barton? Barton, he died. Died, yeah, it's sarcoma. Oh, man, another guy? How about that other dude? That guy I used to work here all the time. Joey Sarcoma. Joey Sarcoma, surprisingly, he got hit by a bus. Oh, man. He got hit by a bus on his way to learning he got sarcoma. Damn it, Jim. All right, guys, what's going on here? All kinds of crazy crap. We got a month of monster songs. That's right, and I have my sidekick for the month of October, Mr. Tom Savini. Have a seat, Tom. There you go. Oh, sat down a little too hard. What else is happening, Jackson? All kinds of crazy stuff. Hey, you know, if you want more Zombo than you can handle, you know, there's ZomboCo.com, ZomboCo.com. You can download all these shows. I have like a couple years. I've been doing radio for like 30 years. You think I'd get it right after a while? Or you think I'd be kicked off the radio by now? But you know what? Nobody cares at this station, and I don't have enough listeners to get me in trouble. It's that fabulous golden ratio. Because if the show gets too popular, someone's going to say, oh, my uncle died of sarcoma. That's not very funny. I'm getting that guy kicked off the radio. Then there you go. I'm off the radio because I heard somebody's fifis. But luckily, I have a thick-skinned, thick-headed, and small but loyal audience that lets me get away with murder every week. And that's a darn good thing. Feels good. Feels good taking it to the man, doesn't it? Every Friday. Taking it to the man. Goofing off. Yeah, if your boss is listening to you on the... like I told you this before, if I was your boss and you were listening to this show, I would not be paying you for this time. Get back to work. Get back to work and cure that sarcoma. That's a pretty good tune. Kind of saves me. Kind of makes me want to... Yeah. But, of course, you know, all good things come to an end like that. All right, that's Monster Hit by Splongle. All right, what do we got here? We got, let's get back into some standard monster stuff. Okay, from Japan, all-girl group called the Big Mama Shockin' 3 doing Midnight Monster. And you know you're listening to WRCT Zombo right here in your brain.